Welcome back. And today we'll be examining the impact of EU sanctions on proceedings administered by VIAC.
That's right. The core message from VIAC is that arbitration proceedings are not excluded per se. Arbitration remains possible with parties of all nationalities, even those subject to sanctions.
That's a crucial starting point. How exactly does VIAC ensure compliance, and who is subject to their screening process?
VIAC has a strict and thorough sanctions procedure. They check the identity and nationality of the parties, related entities, and even ultimate beneficial owners. These checks are carried out at all relevant stages, from the initial filing and payment of the registration fee right through to the return of any leftover advances.
Screening at every stage. What complications arise when a sanctioned party needs to pay fees or advances?
Payments are complex. VIAC may need to request formal clearance from the Austrian Central Bank. This can lead to delays. While the principle of access to justice suggests a general exception for professional legal fees, VIAC cannot guarantee the authorities will grant approval for every single payment.
And for the arbitral process itself, we know there was initial concern about the absolute transaction prohibition in the EU's regulations. Was that resolved?
It was. Thanks to joint efforts by arbitral institutions, the EU clarified that transactions strictly necessary to ensure access to judicial, administrative, or arbitral proceedings in a member state are exempted. This ensures that the administration of the case by VIAC can continue.
That clarity is vital. Finally, what is the current issue VIAC is addressing regarding the enforcement of awards?
The main hurdle now is Article 5 of the regulation. It suggests that funds frozen under an asset freeze can only be released to satisfy an arbitral award if that award was rendered before the person or entity was sanctioned. VIAC is actively seeking further clarification from the European Commission on this specific limitation.
It seems like navigating sanctions requires continuous vigilance. Thank you for clarifying the key takeaways from the VIAC note.
My pleasure.